This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Hey, welcome to iRadio group chat. Delighted to chat to you. I'm so curious about your line of work. You started in the adult content industry very young. What originally led you into that industry, and what did those initial couple of months feel like for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And yeah, so I've always been a really promiscuous girl. Since I was quite a young age, I kind of realized I was slightly different to my peers in the fact that I was thinking a lot about sex, talking a lot about sex, and always really sex curious. And then when I first actually lost my virginity, that is when I realized like I really do love this. And I was sleeping around a lot and, you know, doing all them kind of fun things and just realizing that like I had a real kind of talent and love for this. And as I started kind of in university, I also kind of built up my social media. So I had a little bit of a presence there. And I heard about OnlyFans and thought this is like the perfect time to start one. I thought about it for about 6 months and it was honestly the best decision I ever made for me personally. I obviously don't recommend it to everyone, but I absolutely love it. I think, yeah, I couldn't have found a better career.
Obviously, everyone hears as well about the huge amount of money that you can make on the likes of OnlyFans and stuff like that. Was that something that was true for you in the beginning? Was it something that as well kept you going in that line of work?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been like pretty successful on the platform due to like my hard work. But I understand that that isn't a reality for everyone. And so I don't really like love to preach about you can make so much money on it, because I don't want to persuade young girls into thinking that this is quick, easy money. And, you know, if they make an OnlyFans account, they'll be a millionaire in a month. That's not true at all. But yeah, I mean, it takes dedication, sacrifice, but you can earn good money on the platform, definitely.
One of the biggest things that you've been known for on the platform is, as part of the work, you slept with initially 101 men in one day and held that record for the most men slept with in a day. And then now it is 1,113 in 12 hours. That is your updated record. Like, what was that like, number one? And also, you know, obviously it is something that could be seen as so extreme and so public. What was the reasons behind taking that decision and wanting to set those records?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think on like a general basis, it is extreme. I'm not saying like every girl needs to be doing this. This was like a personal thing that I wanted to do. And obviously I enjoy a lot of sex. I've always had a lot of sex. And it was a goal I wanted to reach work-wise and like personal life-wise. Obviously, it was difficult when I did it the first time. I did it kind of without any real like practice. I think the most amount I'd done before is like 30. And that day it was all me. And so that day, actually, it took longer to do the 100 than it did the 1,000. Whereas on the 1,000, I was so much more prepared, which was so much easier. But yeah, I'm really happy that I've done it and definitely no regrets.
What is it like immediately after something like that? Like, you finish up work for one day, 1,113 men record set. I presume you're delighted because that was the record you were going for. Like, what do you do when you go home? Like, how do you, like, aftercare? What's involved in that? Are you sore? Yeah. Are you sore? Like, as in, I feel like that is the question probably most people are thinking.
It's actually so funny because I don't get as sore as like you think I would, because when I have sex with professionals, who these men, they're 10 times as big as like these average guys, they can go for hours on end. But yeah, I mean, as well, like aftercare is a huge part, especially like with my body. I like to take a long bath and it's a lot of like personal time with my friends and just kind of like decompressing and, you know, kind of having that like normal time with your friends again to speak about stuff and, you know, any kind of things to unload, I offload it onto them.
So it's good to have like the emotional kind of debrief afterwards. Yeah, like any day at work, I imagine that. Is that what you correlate to? Yeah, like it's like
100%. It's like it's only as if like you had a really long, hard, stressful day at work. Like, what kind of go-to would your be? Maybe a glass of wine and like a bit of a chit chat with a friend.
And are you going to try and break this record again? I know that it's something that you hold a lot of pride that you have. Are you going to try and go bigger and better?
You know what? My thing isn't always like bigger and better, because at the end of the day, you can only so many people in a day. Like, that was pretty hard to do, as in like to get everyone together, and it's a lot of time, effort and money gone into it. I would definitely do something like that again, but like numbers isn't something that I would necessarily touch on. I also like to kind of evolve my content and do more like creative stuff. Like, I also want to do stuff that like people haven't seen before, not necessarily like X amount of numbers, but you know, just something really creative, like a skydive where, you know, I give oral.
Okay, well, I will keep an eye out for when that hits the headlines, no doubt, your next challenge. But how do you protect your mental well-being in all of this? What does support look like for you day to day in this particular line of work?
I have such a good support system around me. Like, I'm super, super close to my family and also my friends, and they are my support system. I couldn't do it without them. I really have sympathy for girls who kind of come into the industry and it's like, oh, well, you know, my family don't want anything to do with me now, because I just can't imagine being able to do this job without them.
And how important is support from other creators? Do you feel a sense of community amongst you all in the adult content world? I know sometimes, I think I've read that you've done some work with Bonnie Blue, who I know has been particularly in headlines recently as well. Is that an important part of it, to kind of have a camaraderie amongst you all?
110%. Like, the people in the industry are the nicest people I've ever met. The community there is amazing, because obviously they all understand, you know, the stuff that you face social media wise, or, you know, like mental wise in this job. And that's so great. And so, because you can kind of really like share each other's experiences, and you all really sympathize with what you're kind of like going through or doing.
You obviously get as well, I'm sure, a lot of you, but for your own personal experience, a lot of criticism. There's a lot of people that would be very against this particular line of work. What would be your response to those people who might be listening to this evening? And also off that, how do you manage that criticism and just do what you feel is right for yourself and get on with your own life?
I mean, I totally respect other people's views on this industry. It's not for everyone. And I understand if people don't like it. For me personally, I see it as a way of being able to express myself. It really is an art form. And I think just like freedom of like speech, you know, is a thing. Like, I really believe in that. So I understand if people don't get it. But for me, it really is an art form, and something that like I really respect. But I understand people don't have respect for it. And that's fine. Like, I've come to terms with that.
Is it that you hold the people in your life closer who do respect it? Is there anyone in your life that would have been kind of very against it and that you kind of maybe had to part ways with?
I've been so lucky in the fact that everyone's really understood that this is me as a person. Like, I'm not a character. It really is. You know, my friends kind of were like, oh, well, that's just Lily. You know what I mean? When I kind of went into this line of work. So there was no judgment there. Whereas with my parents, it was more of a conversation of like, why am I doing this? And they you know, they just care about my safety and my well-being. But it wasn't, they would never like cut me off or anything like that.
So many parents are about well-being. I'm sure that so many parents, you know, they would have the same reaction, and it's about the support that they show to you at the end of the day. I'm not sure if this is too personal of a question, so feel free not to answer, but I'm curious, because your line of work, you know, is adult content creation. When you're in your own personal life, do you find it's hard to separate the two? Like, how do you go from, you know, sex at work as part of your job to then finding a connection with someone, you know, having an intimate relationship with someone else, dating, things like that?
I mean, I haven't tried dating yet, but when it comes to kind of like my intimate experiences off camera, I mean, I really enjoy range. It's very nice to kind of have, I still have like very intimate, like loving sex, even if I don't, you know, necessarily love that person. But I don't really. I mean, you know what though, this kind of line of work and like the stuff I do off camera is also kind of stuff I do off camera as well. So it is kind of all a bit messed into one. I do struggle to guess, like, I guess separate the two, because I am so intertwined with my line of work, because, like, you know, Lily Phillips is like this character is me, you know, I do this kind of stuff outside of work, so it's tricky.
Do you have any plans for the future at the moment? Anything else that you're aiming to do before the end of the year or even in the next 12 months? Where is the career headed next?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are plans. I am off traveling for 2 weeks, and I'm actually going to be doing a little bit of a tour of one certain country. So yeah, I'm off there tomorrow. I'm a little bit scared not getting let into the country, but I'm off to Australia. So hopefully they let me in.
Is there any reason why they shouldn't let you in? Is there?
It's more like I went to the American border and they just weren't too chuffed with me being in. But I do have a work visa for Australia, so I should hopefully be fine.
Okay, well, should you be able to be in Australia? What are the?
Yeah, you're just 100%. You just don't know if you could. You know, you could come across someone at border control who is, you know, not very respectful of me and my work, so they might not be too happy.
Well, outside of travel, anything UK-based, I suppose, that's not requiring travel coming up over the next 12 months?
Over the next 12 months, I actually don't have much planned, no.
Well, I suppose that is what New Year's resolutions are for.
Do you
sit down in, like, January, like other people, like, in their jobs and, like, set goals for the year?
100%. I'm just one of them people who's so, I'm so spontaneous. The plan will get strung up about a week before.
Well, I feel like I can totally relate to last minute plans. But in fairness, even though our jobs are very, very different. But Lily, I really appreciate you jumping on the show. Thank you so much. It's been fascinating to hear about your line of work. And I'm sure we will catch up with you again.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.